Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Tara?
Thanks. Please stay on the line. Hello?
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for Under Pressure 260.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, hi, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great, too. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, so we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. And you know, when you do a search on Google, like pressure washing near me, for example, it'll show that map of the local area. It pops up in the middle of the page.
Yeah.
And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the locals that service within that area. So, like right now in your area, they see Ultimate Pressure Washing, Wash Warriors, Quality Home Exteriors. Do you know those names at all?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I know all the owners.
Okay. So that's where we'd be listing you, is right there alongside them. So now Under Pressure would be one of the local options when people search from there as well. And the reason you're getting this call today is they had one of those positions open up in your geographic area. So we're assigned to that area today. We'll be calling through to fill that other position there. And if we were to program Under Pressure 260 and to appear there too, just like those guys, you won't share your position either or rotate. You'll always be one of those local options for people. You know, at that moment that they're ready to make the call, you'd be there to catch them too. And that all makes sense so far, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Beautiful. Okay.
Yeah, I've been looking to actually expand. Like, I'm trying to get more noticed on Google. So, like, when I do my Google business page, it keeps acting like I'm having trouble, and it won't, like, publish my account, and I can't figure it out. I've been struggling with that for a little while now because I want to get like Google reviews and stuff, because I know that you know, obviously helps drive business from a marketing standpoint. So.
Right. Yeah. If they're looking at a list and they see reviews on one, they're more likely to pick that, you know, pick your listing if they see you have some reviews. And we can help with that as well, getting you verified and onto Google too. And then the area, so I know that Auburn is home base for you, but how far are you typically traveling for the work?
We do like a 30-mile radius generally. I've done a lot of jobs in Fort Wayne already this year, so about 20 miles south. And then I actually have a crew up in Coldwater, Michigan right now working today. So.
Oh, okay.
So,
it sounds like as long as it's the right kind of work, you're pretty flexible.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
Correct.
Okay, and I'm sorry, my name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
I am Tyler.
Tyler, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So, thank you. How long have you been operating as Under Pressure 260?
This is our third season.
Okay, three years. So you're the owner there, or is it like a partnership?
Yes.
Or?
Yeah, okay. I have. It's a partnership. And then we hire one person that does some work for us as well. I handle pretty much all of the business, sales, scheduling, some of the labor, but most of the business side. And then my other partner handles most of the labor side.
I see. Okay. And so for something like this, that would fall under your umbrella?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep.
Okay, great. And then I was looking for a website for you, and when I type the business name into the box, it'll show me all the different places you've been listed online. And I see the Facebook page, but I didn't see a standalone site attached to any of the listings. There isn't one.
Correct. Yeah, I do not have I do not have a website. We've run everything through our Facebook page pretty much right now.
That's perfect.
And I'm pretty good with graphic design and such. I just haven't, we haven't really felt, we've been steady enough, I should say, without spending extra money on a website. But, it's something I do plan to do this year just because we're growing and, we're starting to look at maybe some full-time employees. So, I'll probably add one of those here before long.
All right. Well, it sounds like the timing is perfect then for this position. Well, why don't I do this? Why don't I pull up the pricing for that position that they have available there today?
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
that way, if – okay. And the good news is if you're 3 years in, you can still qualify for that promotional tier. It's just a reduced rate for our younger companies. So I'm grabbing Chris. He's my director for the area to apply that rate for me. I will get you that pricing right now. And so, Tyler, being that they have that area open for programming today, if we could make Google affordable, that would be something you would want, right?
Definitely interested, yeah.
Okay, let me grab that. Hang on here.
How does the payment structure work? Is it a monthly, yearly, or
Hello,
is it
Tyler.
Based on clicks? Or... Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Tyler, one of the pricing directors here.